Yankees and the Baylor.
Time for the sports straight from the streets. Let's start with Major League Baseball World Series. Even at one, Mike Walker only gave up that homer to Big Poppy in six innings of work. 4-2. Game three going down tomorrow now. I mean, Boston lost that game last night, but the highlight of it to me is Big Poppy. I mean, that's two homers in two games. Hey, Big Poppy is bringing them in. That's 5-2. So, I mean, heading back to St. Louis tomorrow, they better come up with an answer for that. We thought it was going to be a pitcher's duel because that's basically the way it has gone down leading up to the World Series. But we are seeing some runs in the postseason. In the NFL, Greg Schiano is probably a goner. 0-7 now are the Bucks. Cam cammed him and jammed him 2-1 with one on the ground. Carolina 31-13 over the Bucks. Now, they're saying Greg Schiano. They're saying this guy here is basically still a college coach. Yep. They say he's trying to treat these grown men as if they're kids, and it's not working out.
Really?
The word is that the team is basically against him at this point.
Let me ask you something. I watched the game. Cam looked like he had a good game.
Yeah.
Was it a great? Because he was
right. He had an awesome game.
He had a good game, but you also got to consider who they were playing. They didn't look that great.
Well, but if you think about it, the Bucks, the defense has been pretty good. In fact, Revis looked pretty good last night as well in certain plays. So you can't.
Well, there was one play I saw, and Cam was like, I was like, go. And he stopped. And I was like, why did he stop?
He had some good runs, though. He had some great runs. And Carolina now over 500 for the first time in a long time. And that's, I believe, what, three straight wins for Carolina? Some to that effect. 12 more games on the NFL schedule. The Cowboys are going to Detroit.
Yeah.
To face the Lions. It's a battle of 2-4-3 teams.
I know you're not going to take the Cowboys.
I'm going with the Lions all day.
Of course you are.
Go Lions.
I'm going to have to ride with the Lions on
this
one.
Please do.
I want y'all to.
Johnson, Reggie
Bush. Go right ahead.
Unbeaten Chiefs taking on. Can you turn their mics down a little bit? Thank
damn,
you. Unbeaten Chiefs facing the Browns. I think they would leave that game still unbeaten. Mike Vick is supposed to run the 100-yard dash today to see what's going on with that hammy. Of course, they need him to start. We saw Barkley last week, and we know Foles is not ready to do anything. Mm. So Mike Vick, hopefully he's ready to go. With all that said, I think the Giants is going to shock them with the upset on this one. I really do. I'm riding with New York on this one. Bengals will beat the Jets. Write it down if you're at home. Write these down. Redskins mile high against the Broncos.
Peyton Manning. Who's going to win?
He practiced yesterday with that bad ankle. You know, it caused him to miss a day of practice. But Peyton Manning, he looked pretty good yesterday. So, you know, Broncos may edge him out.
First time you've been honest all day.
Sean Merriman, formerly of the Chargers, ready to start his second career. 411 Mania is reporting that he's trying to be a WWE wrestler.
Wow.
Really?
Did you see that?
I mean,
well, it's all acting, and I mean, he's a big guy. What else does it take but just being big, you know?
What?
I mean, he's a big guy.
Yeah, Jeff Musk, what makes you think that's acting? Some of it's real.
He's big.
It's entertainment value.
That's it.
So is football and basketball, or is it any sport? No.
They're almost like actors.
Yeah, this isn't a contact sport.
What about The Rock?
Don't get it wrong.
What about The Rock? He was real.
Oh my gosh.
This girl wasn't real.
Too much TV.
I can't have this conversation with y'all.
Kobe Bryant. You know, ESPN had Kobe Bryant ranked at 25th.
Crazy. What?
He said, whoever ranked me at 25th needs to be drug tested.
Yes.